listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristiansspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Thank you that there is no one else like you. That's why you deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word, to meet together as a family, so that you can do all that you always do. And that's look out for us, bless us, keep us, watch over us, heal us, give us abundance. And we just thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. And the service would go on and on and on and on, and we still wouldn't get it done because that's how good you are. So we just thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Father, that we can rest because you watch over us and you keep us and you send warring angels to watch over us. Goodness and mercy, they follow us all the days of our lives. We can't take a step without goodness and mercy stepping with us. And we just thank you in advance for this opportunity to bring forth your word in might, power, and dominion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Welcome. Welcome, family. International family. Welcome, everyone. So we've been doing a teaching on Back to the Future. We try to get out of the past and get to the future. Because what did we say about driving if you looked in your rearview mirror all the time? What happened? Gonna have a crash. Gonna have a crash. Some people do it and they crash. So you don't have to be driving to look in your rearview mirror. You got a past that you can look at. And if you decide you want to stay in the past, that's where you'll be in the past. So we're going to work on resetting the button. So I started to cover last week four steps to hitting reset. Now, I want you to know that reset is a decision that you have to make. No one can make that decision for you. You have to make a decision that I'm going to press the button. The button is right there before you. It's called the Holy Spirit on the inside. You can press the button by acknowledging that he's there. He's there to teach you. He's there to take you to the next level. So number one was accept the past. It's a done deal. Say done deal.
Done deal.
So when something is done, what does that mean? It's finished. I don't have to do anything else. Number two was choosing life. Remember the scripture said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. So make it clear in your mind, in your heart, and in your body, no one can make that life choice but you. You are the only one that can choose for you. Y'all heard of how when you make a child stand in the corner or whatever, they can be standing in the corner but sitting in rebellion. Y'all know that, right? So we can act like we're doing stuff right, but on the inside of us, we didn't choose life. We chose death. But we want to talk about. So then the third one is renewing our minds. How many of y'all need minds renewed? Everybody raise their hand and 2 feet. You need your mind renewed, because if you continue to think the same way that you think, you're going to get the same thing you always got. So whereas when situations come up of what I'm teaching, instead of asking the question, how can I get out of this? Or do I have to follow all the steps? The question to ask is the same way the disciples said, Lord, help my unbelief. See how easy that is? Because when you ask a certain question, you tell us what you're thinking. Y'all know that, right? All right, can I get this at a cheaper price? What are you saying? I want to get it for a cheaper price. All right, so renewing our minds. So then the last one is using our faith. Faith calls things that be not as though they already were. We call this building into existence. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. So faith doesn't see, faith sees what hope sees, and faith manifests what hope sees. And we're going to talk about that later. Probably not this week. Y'all know that, right? So I'm going to continue where I was with renewing our minds. Okay. I touched on it last week, but I want to go back to it about how fast does it take us to renew our mind, to change the situation in our mind. And I use Matthew chapter, New King James Version, and it says, now just as Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he fell down on his face because the weight of what he knew was going to come. Have you ever had a situation where you couldn't sleep, you couldn't eat? I'm not saying Jesus did that, but where you had weight on you because of the decision that you had to follow through with? Yeah. And you had already played in your mind the scenario. Anybody ever did that? Okay, I see two. Where you couldn't sleep that night because you're thinking, well, if they say this, then what if I say this? And if they say that, then what if I do that? And you got the whole thing planned. So now Jesus knows that he's going to be beaten within his life and then taken to the cross. And so if that's not enough to make you fall down, I don't know what else. So it says he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father. So who was he praying to? Who are we supposed to pray to? We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's the key. And it goes on, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So what does that tell us? Jesus was thinking a thought. What was the thought? Is there another way that we can do this thing? Now, I'm willing to die for Lord. I'm willing to die for Paul. But is there another way? Because, you know, you are the Father. Can we come up with another plan that will work better where I don't have to be beaten within the inch of my life? I don't have to have my skin tore off. I don't have to have my blood just flowing on the ground. Can we do it another way? But he replaced his thought. He said, nevertheless, what does nevertheless mean?
Forget all that.
Forget all what I said. Get that woman a mic over here. Get her a mic over here. Because she shouted that day out like she's in English class. So what does nevertheless mean?
Forget all that.
So God, Jesus, in a moment, who had the ability to call forth legions from heaven to come down and get him out of this, he said, forget about what I said. Not as I will, but as you will. How fast can you change the way you think? In a moment of time. Because, guys, how you think determines how you live. That's a stronghold. How you think is, you can write it down, how you think is how you live. If you think, oh, it's never going to work for me, life is not good, it was better when I was, anybody ever thought like that? It was better than when I was out there in the street running around. It was better when I was jumping in different people's windows and doing those things. Now, I'm not going to ask them to raise their hand, honey. But we can lie to ourselves. But we have to make a decision. We have to replace the thought, because the thought won't replace itself. Whoever you feed gets stronger. So if you think like a child and you a man, what do you think going to happen? Because those manly events are not going to change themselves, because you are what age? In a man age. If you think like a child, a girl, and you a woman, I got a hand, what's going to happen? You are in the arena of adult activity. Children don't pay bills. Adults do. Children don't buy homes. Adults do. Children don't drive cars where they shouldn't. But now they got the little motorized one, boy. I mean, man, I'm telling you, we had to push every day we had. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You like Flintstone? You know how Flintstone stick his feet out? But now they got children. They got cars for children that they drive. I got a question.
Well, actually, it's more of a, when you were talking about, well, it was better when I did this. Well, I guess we're going back to the past when we do that. And uh-huh. So I guess with this teaching, we want to obviously forget the past. So, yeah. That had me thinking about, so say if you had a good memory from the past, mm-hmm. like, wow, that was just a great time. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing, or is that just different?
No, you can glean from the memory and grow from the past, but you don't have to live in the past. So if we have a pleasant memory that we can look back on, how can I make that better? Okay. What can I do to make that different? Because, you know, when I glean back at the past, then we were in a different financial position than we were then. But now we're in a better one. So everything that you can learn from your past, but don't live in it. Yeah, y'all ever met, how many of you ever went to class reunions? I never went to one. Okay. Did you meet people that were still living in the past? Yeah. Talking about how they were the superstars. They were the cheerleading queen. And you're looking at them, you're like, you 80 right now. And you know, your pastor, I got issues. I'm asking, so how's that helping you now? But anyway, I'm going to keep moving on. Okay. I'm just letting you know, it's your choice. It's your choice where you live. All right. So seeking new opportunities. Did we talk about relationships last week? Did I get to that part? So if we're renewing our minds, what kind of relationships do we want? How do we, you already married, you already in one. I'm asking you to see new opportunities. So Will, like what you just said. So I can remember, you can remember when you married Megan and where that was. And then, so how do I make it better now? We're talking about new opportunities, but we have to have our mind renewed. Because y'all, some of y'all know, married couple, raise your hand, how many married couples got in here? Okay. All right. I still excited about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, one of the advice my mom gave me when I told her I was getting married, she said, boy, and in my culture, in black culture, when they call you boy or girl, that means you better be listening. I mean, like, you're not looking over here when they're over here. You're looking right here. You don't blink your eyes until the sentence is finished. And she said, boy, the same thing that you did to get that girl is the same thing you got to do to keep her.
Yes, ma'am.
And see how that worked? Amen. So if you took her out then, you got to take her out there. If you bought her things then, you got to buy her things now. The thing's just bigger. That's all.
That's right.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
So what do you want different in your relationship? You just got to renew your mind to it. When you're in a relationship, now I'm talking to married couple first, and then we'll go from there. Are you focused on what you have or what's missing? I'm going to look at the clock on this one. Are you focusing on what you have or what's missing? I did a little FaceTime thing. I was out riding, Lord, the other day. It was 68. I had to go. And the thing occurred to me, it's like, you know what? We fall in love with our heart, but then when we start to get in trouble, it's when we start to judge them based off our head. Because, see, the heart overlooks stuff. But the head talk about, let me see, what can the head find? What can the head find wrong today? Well, he didn't do this or he didn't do that. I'm starting out with he. Then the head of the man started saying things. Well, she didn't do this. She didn't do that. But when you was in love from the heart, what did you overlook? Because people told y'all about this person. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I'm meddling there. I know I'm meddling, but my mind is renewed. I know how to get out of the meddle. I'm just trying to get you in there. Huh? Anybody else try to share with you about how your spouse, that woman you get ready to marry, that man? Don't do it. And what did you do? You did it. That's that. You just can't go back to them and complain. Y'all follow me? All right, so if you're looking at your relationships with new opportunities, for those who are dating, don't be hungry. Huh. Take your time. Interview them. Okay, because God's word says that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. So who's supposed to find them? He. So if you're going looking for him, you've already stepped out of my renewal says God knows what's best. I need to do it the way God told me to do it. And don't try to whitewash what you see. Uh-oh. If they're not paying the bills, why would that change? I'm going to keep going. All right, what about your career? Y'all want to talk about your career? Y'all talk about new mindset and career? They want to leave that relationship there alone. What about your career? Are you where you want to be? If your mind is renewed to that, is that the best you can do? Or is that the best you want to do? What does your career say about you? What do you want from it? That's mind renewal. I started here, but should I be at the same place? And I don't mean just location, I mean mindset. Because companies hire you to make them money. Yep. You follow me? That's our job. Our job is to accelerate that company. Our job is, if our mind is renewed, not just to show up, but to show him. You know what I understand by showing him? How did you come up with that idea? Then you talk about Jesus. How come you were able to do that? Where did that come from? How can we do that more? I'm at a job where the CEO asked me, say, would you mind doing some teachings on Christianity? It's a Christian organization. I work at a place like that where I can ask somebody, or we can ask somebody, or the employees can ask each other, can I pray for you? So see, we weren't just hired just to come in and do our job. We was hired to come in and bring Jesus. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So what is it that you want out of your career as a renewed mind type of person? Do you only fix what you're responsible for? Is that a new opportunity? Is that a new mindset? That's not my job? I hear a lot of us. I'm going to move on to healthy and fitness. But what's that new mindset about our health? About our fitness? We're going to wait? Do we wait till next new year? I gave some of you all, you know, remember I said start a habit. Mine's for drinking water. I carry this big water thing around and I drink it. You know, it's manly, yes, and I like it too. I tore the seals off of it, you know, so it's just be raw. It's just a raw aluminum. It's just raw and aluminum. Jazz, our daughter got out of me the other day because in the house, you know, we got nice glasses. But I got them ones, you know, that you used to do fruit, what it's called? A fruit jar. A mason jar. Anybody know what a mason jar is? Okay. All right. I tore my tags off of them. Tore the paperwork off of them. Tore the top off of it. And so I go to get it, you know, because I'm manly. So, you know, last Sunday, Jazz said, Daddy, Mama, how you feel about Daddy drinking out of that old cup
job. She said, that's your dad. Right? So if I got nice cups, that didn't work for me. It's something about that cup. You know what I'm saying? I have to bring it to you next Sunday. But what thing can you do for your health? I just started out with water. Yes, ma'am. Might come your way. You got to do stuff that works for you, guys.
I was going to say no amount of internet surfing
okay.
is going to improve your health or fitness.
Okay.
Nothing's going to improve it unless you do it.
Okay. You got to do it. Okay. All right. So you can look at it all you want, but you got to do something. What else? About your health and your fitness. Is anything different than was before? Some say, yeah. I got, yes, ma'am. Or yes, sir. Okay. I thought you hit what's up.
You just have to start, because if you wait until, you know, a stroke or whatever happens and you can't move, can't ever get fit, it's like you just have to start, whether it's walking.
Okay.
Or whichever, just start.
Okay. You got to start somewhere. But do this, guys. Start small. Start small. I didn't say I'm going to drink a whole 600 gallons of water. I just said I'm going to start drinking more water. So start small, because the reason you do something is because it's doable. Then you add to it. So if you get out and you say, I'm going to walk 5 miles and you hadn't walked since high school, then when you wake up next morning, you think your legs going to be sore? Legs going to be sore. Butt going to be sore. Shoulders going to be sore. Arms gonna be sore because they were doing like this. Are you? The mind was designed to run from pain. But if I add pleasure to it over time, the mind will adapt to that. Yeah, yes, I got a question back there.
I was gonna talk about health and fitness.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I was gonna say, you know when your body don't feel right, when it doesn't feel right. You mm-hmm. know when it's time for you to go to the doctor. Go to the doctor.
Oh.
Get off of WebMD.
Okay.
That's me, pastor. I'm going to get off of WebMD trying to self-diagnose.
Okay.
I'm going to get up in there and get that blood work done.
Uh-huh.
Make sure I get me a clean bill of health.
Clean bill of health. Okay. Amen. Hey, guys, I got to ask y'all guys. This is a guy only question. How come we don't like go to the doctor? They shaking their head. They're not even talking to it. They don't even want to talk about the subject. Okay, I'm going to move on then, guys. Okay, they don't even want to talk about it.
Pastor, your cousin Stephanie said that it must be a Morgan thing because she drinks out of mason jars.
There you go. See? There it is. See, Will, that's the past. That's taking me back to the past. Amen. See, how many of y'all know that's all we had to drink all before? Uh-oh. But I moved up. I got the aluminum container. So I tag team. Pack glass. My aluminum. I got to bring that one in too, honey. I got to bring it in next week. All right. Anything else about fitness? What's your mind renewal in that area? What about being a Christian? What's your mind renewal? Do I do just enough to stay saved? Do people know where I stand? When you go out to eat, do you bow your head and pray?
No.
Cause you don't know what they added to that. Do you? I remember when Michelle and I were photographers at Circuit City and we took these other two photographers out with us and we bowed our head to pray, bless our food, and when we bowed our head, the lady who didn't know anything about Christianity, she said, what's wrong with the food? I see y'all looking down. And we said, no, we pray. We bless our food. Days later, she got born again, got saved. Wanted to know more about bowing your head. But what if we were the cool Christians? Well, you know, I'm gonna act like I'm drinking water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless and sanctify this food. Y'all ever been around Christians like that? Where they act like they're drinking something, and they'll bless the food. So you don't see what they're doing. Follow me? So what mind renewal can you do about your Christianity? You reading the word? See, you can't do anything to receive God's love. He already did that. So whatever we do is for us to walk in his kingdom. We can't get any closer to God than we are right now. We accept him. His love is unconditional. So I remember talking with you guys last week about what is God's perspective. Y'all remember that assignment? Anybody want to share what they saw was God's perspective? Because see, anytime you're dealing with something, you want to always find out what his perspective is. If you were to look at your situation right now and you take, let me borrow, Can somebody hand me that reserve sign? So when I look at the reserve sign, I know I'm looking at it this way. When I look at that, that's extremely big. That's extremely large because it's in my face. That's my perspective. But when I put it down, I'm looking down at the situation. When I'm looking down at something, that means that I'm looking from his perspective because he's where? Up. And I'm seated with him. So then that perspective changes because now whatever the situation is smaller than what it was when it was in my face. So when I look at God's perspective or whatever situation I'm dealing with, I get a new perspective. But I have to invite that in. He just doesn't do that. You invite that in. So Holy Spirit, what's your perspective on this? So anybody want to share? Let me get, can I get three on this side? Can I get three? Can I get two on each side? All right, who want to go first? What is God's perspective? Thank you, Sharon. God's perspective. We're doing renovation right now. We're tearing down the wall. During pandemic, when church is supposed to be getting smaller, we're getting bigger. That's God's perspective. See what I'm saying? That's God's perspective. Yes, ma'am.
Ed and I were discussing the 15 things that men hate.
That's Thursday night, sir.
Wives to do. Uh-huh. And we found out that number three was one that he really had a problem with me. And that is when we're discussing something.
Okay.
And he just doesn't get my perspective.
Okay, all right.
That I'll say, it's all good, it's all good. So you said number three was saying everything is okay when it is not.
There it is, right there. Mm-hmm.
And my perspective, once we started talking about it, or God's perspective, he just told me that I've got to be more patient.
Okay.
I had a thing about being very, very impatient when Ed didn't get what I was saying.
Okay.
But I found out the more that I do talk and not just try to walk away from the scenario, the better understanding I get from why he was thinking the way that he was thinking and the way that I was thinking, I could have been a little bit more patient with him and allowed the discussion to go on a little bit longer rather than trying to run away from it.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. So in case you want to know, that's how CGM. We just real. We just naked. I mean, we just going to go there. Because shouldn't you be able to talk about stuff in church? Can you talk about challenges in church? Yeah, but she got God's perspective on that. So that's going to enhance the relationship because God was able to show her something that Ed had tried to say. Y'all follow me? So you always want to go, what's your perspective? Can I get one person over on this side? All right, Sean?
I just remember seeing it was a glass or a vase and it fell.
Okay.
And this perspective was you don't just walk away and leave it. You have to pick up all the pieces.
Okay.
So that's all it was basically having to, you know, not walk away from a situation, but you got to see it through.
Close.
So.
Okay. Amen. Amen. I got one in the back. Another one. So y'all did end up with two on this side. Just one.
I work on the front lines and y'all know that I was like a germaphobe before COVID. So then after COVID, like I just had to ask Jesus, like, please help me get through this. So we ended up giving out vaccines on Friday and we had less than 12 hour notice that everyone had to sign up and volunteer. So God's perspective of it was just sign up, get it done. Don't let them look for you. Don't let them ask you. Just go ahead and get it done. And when I got there, everybody's like, oh, I'm surprised you're here. And, oh, they picked on me the entire time. Okay. But hey, I lit up the room.
Okay, glow.
God's presence.
Now, Jeff, why do you think they picked on you?
Because they know how I am about germs.
Okay,
so every time like someone handed me something, I sanitized it. I had to grab people's licenses and write them on the vaccine cards.
Okay.
And like, after I like sanitized. I came down with gloves on and I had two masks on and everybody's like, calm down.
Okay. But you see how she used the face? She went. They were expecting her not to show up. What's God's perspective of your situation? All right, I'm gonna move on. What am I missing? What are my missed opportunities? We're talking about renewing your mind. Some people don't ask after situation happens. What did I miss in this opportunity? How could I have done it different? But that's how your mind is renewed, guys. And I'm going to tell you a secret. I know I've told you for 13 years. I don't think this. I say this. I'll say out loud. So what are my missed opportunities? Because the moment I say that, I interrupt my mind because my mind has to stop to hear what my mouth has to say. How many thoughts you think you got going on at one time? But whichever one you speak out is the one that's interrupted and gains attention. You follow me? So you ask yourself out loud, so what are my missed opportunities? What could I have done different? What? Anybody ever saw a missed opportunity? Oh, you can go ahead with whatever your question or statement was.
You ask yourself that, like, after what situation would you ask yourself that question?
Anything where, okay, this is a professional term, just hold on. Anytime I get a yucky about something, okay? Y'all hear the professional term? I don't even know how you spell it. How you spell yucky? Why? Okay. Whenever I feel yucky, meaning that something shifted, I was at this level and then I dropped down. And so I'm going to ask myself, so what missed opportunity? What happened there? What could I have done different? But I'm going to say it out loud. Because the same way that Jesus spoke to that situation, it's the same way I want to speak to myself, because I don't want what happened at 9 a.m. to go on to 9:10. The quicker I process it, quicker I can get past it. Okay. So I want to ask myself right after it happened where I felt the yucky. Okay. Question.
So just say the yucky for me would be like sort of a rock in the pit of my stomach. Like,
okay. Oh. All right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not a, I guess it is a health thing, but it's not, because it's not being caused by a symptom.
Okay.
It's being caused by a decision or a lack of decision. Like, oh man, I should have done that. So when that happens, okay, you obviously don't want to just dwell on it or live in the past, but do you just, the next time you try to change your mindset, or how would you change your mindset for the next time?
Okay. The next time I have the opportunity, I'm going to make a decision then, because I'm going to speak something out loud and say, if I've given that opportunity again, I'm going to do this. So you have already made a decision about what you're going to do. When the thought comes back up to try to condemn you, you replace it with, I already said the next time it comes up, this is what I'm going to do. So you're building a new groove for that thought. Instead of, if I don't do that, I'm going to spend the rest of the day, Will, thinking about what I should have done. Y'all follow me? So you want to replace the thought to the part where it becomes a stronghold. So every time you think about that mistake, no, I've already made a decision to do it this way. And are you going to think it, or are you going to say it? I'm going to say it. And get to the point where if you were dying and you could reach and grab something, let me rephrase. What do the airline tell a parent who's with their child? Put your mask on first, and then you put theirs on. So think about yourself as an adult. When a situation is coming up, I need to take care of myself first so that I can take care of somebody else. You follow me? So, and the next question was, what can I do differently next time? So I'm already anticipating a next time. I'm already anticipating a next time, but I don't have to think about what I'm going to do next time, because every time the negative thought came up where I missed, I'm going to replace it with, I will do this next time. I will do this next time. I will do this next time. So when it comes up, you don't even have to think about it. You guys remember when Michael Jordan went from basketball and then he went to baseball?
Yeah.
Then when he came back to basketball, he was off a little.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he interrupted the stronghold. The stronghold was his mind had already been trained and body was trained to do exactly what it was supposed to do. If you put your hand up in my face, I'm still going to win over you. If I shoot from 30 feet, I'm going to make it. So then when he went to baseball, what happened was the mind said, wait a minute, we got to introduce something new to this. So the longer you do something, the more victorious you are at it. But you have to replace the thought if it does not line up. Amen?
Amen.
What can I learn from this? That's another question you can ask yourself to me. What can I learn from this? Instead of saying, man, I did an awful job. It was messed up. Mind renewal says, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? And I ask the question out loud. So if you're around me, you'll see me talking to myself a whole lot. but I got a healthy mind because I'm talking to myself a whole lot. I'm going to interrupt the thought. I remember I was telling you when I first started cycling, did the first 100 miles, and it's like I was talking. My feet are like hinds feet. That's in the Bible, where it talks about as believers when we are, or the valleys, well, especially the hills, it says our feet are like hinds feet. So whenever I'm going up an incline, I would say out loud, my feet are like hinds feet. And the lady that was riding beside me said, what did you say? And I said, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. I'm sure as I started riding with Lord, a lot of the people that started riding with him, and they knew him better, I know they had a lot of questions. This dude always talking to himself. What can I learn from this? Is there a situation now that you need to learn something? Asked. Where is growth possible? Uh-oh. Where can I grow in this? If you have a challenge talking to people, addressing a situation, there's growth in that thing. If you're doing something that you've never done before and you raise your hand and you wish your hand didn't raise itself, there's growth in that. Where else is there's growth? We had a funeral service a few weeks ago for the Miles family and their baby daughter. She wanted to assist with the eulogy. Assist with, what do you call a person that stands up and introduces the next person? It slips me right now. Mistress ceremony. And so what happened was she needed to do that. She needed to do that as a part of her healing. But there was a growth opportunity there. So if you're standing up and you're presenting other people for your dad's homegoing service, do you think you'll have trouble standing up in front of thousands of people? Because you did something that was different. When my dad passed, I wanted Paul to be able to help carry the coffin, and because that was my way of saying goodbye. And the way they did it, though, they shunned me out the way, though. I got to walk. Remember, Tim? Madeline, I got to walk beside the coffin, but they were like, no, nobody's ever done this before. Yeah. But see, you got to do what's growth. Where is growth possible? Where is it possible for you? That's a real question. Where is growth possible for you? And don't trust yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit. What kind of growth we gonna pick? One where we don't have to risk. Yeah. We don't have to risk nothing. That was growth for Jazz. We might be able to hug her this week. Yeah, Fauci wanted her to come on board with him, but she said, nah, I got it straight right here. I can't get my husband to move. But where is growth for you? That's a real question. Holy Spirit, where is growth for the people that are here, the people that are watching? What is it that they have ran away from for so many years? And they have the ability to stay with you in this area and grow past where they never thought they could grow before. It's not a thing about time and distance, because you are a God that is faithful. So would you mind showing them, revealing to them the area that they have run from, where it's time for them to grow? And just close your eyes and just let me know what. Just raise your hand. I see you. Raise your hand. I see you. 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 And those online, just make sure you put in the comment section where it is that he wants you to grow. I saw two in the sound booth. I see you. Where does he want us to grow so that we can enter into a newness? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you going into salvation. Where is it you can grow in salvation? For those out there that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, this is an opportunity for you to grow from sinner to salvation, from damnation to heaven, for you to have a relationship where you can grow to and you can talk to a Father that never is too busy, who's never online. He's always in your presence. So if that's you and you want to go to the next level, you want to grow to the next level and become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Your word says in Acts 2:21, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, I call on your name now. I ask you to come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, according to your word, I am now saved. Not going to be. I am now. In Jesus' name I pray.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.